Welcome, new prayer partner. I am honored to unite with you this very day as we lift our hearts to the Lord. Let's get started. I have an exercise for us to do in preparation to go before God. Let's use our imagination. Let's pretend you have been invited by the king for a personal visit to his grand castle. You accept and are honored. You feel so humble and special. How exciting it will be. You will want to be well-groomed. Maybe you will get your hair cut or styled, get a manicure and a pedicure as well. You have got to go shopping to buy something new to wear, something very nice and special. Should you wear the pearls or diamonds or gold jewelry? Maybe both. Okay, now you arrive at the castle and his servant comes out to your car, opens and closes the car door for you and escorts you through the inner court into the big, spectacular castle. Upon entering the castle, you are overcome with all of the majesty and splendor. His servant gladly leads you to the king's throne room. The king is sitting upon his royal throne, patiently and joyfully awaiting your arrival. As you are walking down the royal hall, about to enter the royal throne room, the thought occurs to you that you have never addressed a king. You panic. Oh my, what to do? How do I address him? Do I bow down? Do I kneel? Help! Okay, what happened here? In preparation, you addressed all the outward needs, but not the inward. Let's consider this need for preparation. Our society has become too casual. We are not learning respect and reverence for God. Today, God is still King. And guess what? Today, He welcomes us anytime and anywhere, just as we are. You have the privilege of going to God morning, noon, or night in prayer for the small little request to the big giant one. Because He always welcomes us, we want to show our reverence for Him. We do this by preparing our hearts before going to God with our prayers. Our overall demeanor is important. We are seeking the living God. What should our approach be? One way I like to prepare myself is by purposefully slowing down and quieting my thoughts and feeling the love God alone has placed in my heart. What about our physical praying posture? Praying all the time does not allow for just the kneeling position. God receives us if we are sitting at our desk, standing in line, or lying down. I, again, encourage you to find a special quiet place at home to pray daily. You may not always be able to go to that place, but when you can, your prayer time will become special. When you pray with someone else, you will want to voice your prayer. I am going to help you get comfortable with voiced prayer by demonstrating to you simple and short sentence prayers, and then by providing opportunities for you to pray out loud during our prayer times together. I want you to remember the KISS format, which stands for Keep It Short and Simple. When you pray with others, keeping your prayers short and simple helps you keep focused, and it gives others an opportunity to voice their prayers as well. Also, I want to encourage you to try praying out loud with me as I am praying. You are welcome to repeat my prayers in your own words for yourself, or if a favorite scripture comes to mind, it is good to quote it back to God as a prayer. Anytime you agree with me, just say, "Yes, Lord," "Me too, Lord," "Amen," or whatever else you might say. As you get more comfortable with praying out loud, you might even find it is something you will enjoy doing even when you are alone. For whatever reason, God has given great power to the spoken word. The Lord God spoke creation into being. He asks us to believe with our hearts and confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord. And He has given words the power of life and death. the power to heal or to crush a relationship. Please know, God can definitely hear the silent cries of our heart. We don't have to speak a prayer out loud in order for the Lord to hear and answer us. Yet, there is power in the spoken word, and as we grow in our prayer life, our confidence before the Lord will also grow, and often a natural outcome of this is spoken prayers. I encourage you to give this type of praying a try. When two or more agree in prayer, it is referred to praying in one accord or corporate prayer. The power of the Holy Spirit unites us. Since I am praying for you and with you, the Lord says, "For where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them." Think of the difference between a two-stranded rope versus a three-stranded rope. Which rope is stronger? The three-stranded rope is going to be the strongest. How much more effective the prayers of more than one heart? The Holy Spirit will be that third strand uniting our two hearts together. Please remember, there are no special words or any special format that is required for prayer. We, however, are going to use some simple guidelines that will hopefully encourage you and make things easier for you as we pray together. Ultimately, our goal is for you to find your voice before the Lord and go to Him with confidence. For now, we will go together as prayer partners and sisters in Christ. Now, let's focus on the ACTS prayer model. The first step of our prayer should be adoration. Adoration is the act of adoring. Adoring is defined as to worship or honor as a deity. When we worship God, we stand in awe of His holiness. We want to praise Him for who He is, His attributes, His name, His character. Praise Him for what He has revealed to you about Himself. Praise Him for who He has revealed Himself to be in His Word. Who does the Bible say He is? I want to encourage you to read your Bible. Almost all Bibles have a topical concordance. Look under the seas for Christ, and it will give you the names of Christ and all the scripture references you need. Look under the G's for God. It will give you all the scripture references that define who God is. Someone from my church suggested having a Bible in every room in the house so that you can get used to using it daily. You can find extra Bibles at a Goodwill store, estate sales, garage sales, or your church may even offer one to you for free. Getting back to adoration, let's consider why we praise God. The most important reason is that praise is a sacrifice offered to God. Simply put, it is your gift to God. Praise takes our mind off self and circumstance. We begin to experience a peace. We prepare our hearts to be in a state of humbleness before God. Since this time of prayer is all about God, remember that no prayer requests will be made during our praise time. A great example in the Bible of praises to God is in the book of Psalms. Many of the scripture passages in the Psalms begin with praise and were written by King David, a man, the Bible tells us, after God's own heart. Throughout his prayers, King David praised God for being Lord, Most High, Merciful God, Mighty One, Righteous Judge, Faithful, God of Israel, the Living God, the Rock, and King, just to mention a few. King David began every prayer by addressing God with reverence. We will too. Praise can be as simple as proclaiming, "Dear God of heaven, our loving Father, O Holy God, Lord Almighty." With Jesus' help, we will continually offer our sacrifice of praise to God. How much of the prayer time allocated to praise depends on you. What matters most is what is on your heart. Talk to God. Someday, there will be a time when you will want to devote all of your prayer time to just praising God. Let us now approach the throne of our loving King. In the book of Genesis, we read that God is the Creator. Let's praise God as the creator of man. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you because you are creator. Everything you create is according to your perfect plan. You are the living God that man did not create. We praise you for the heavens are yours, the world, everything, for you created them all. As creator, you know everything about us because we were created in your image. You know our heart better than any human on earth can ever know us. You know the number of hairs on our head. We praise you, God, the Lord, the Creator. You alone are worthy of our praise. Now, Father, my prayer partner offers her praises to you, Lord. Thank you, Creator of Heaven, for the opportunity to praise you and for receiving our praises. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen. Well done! Hearing praises from your lips thrills God's heart. As you press stop on your CD player to end our time together for today, I encourage you to continue in prayer. I look forward to being together with you again soon.